Now, with the release of Tuesday night's budget, one of the big questions that has come up quite a lot is, what is this going to mean for our national broadcaster, the ABC? Here to chat to us this morning is a man that you may well know from his time at the ABC. He's the former host of Stateline and a Walkley Award-winning journalist, Quentin Dempster. Quentin, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning.
Good morning, Tess.
So the ABC, on the surface level, it seems to have escaped this year without any major cuts or efficiency savings. But do you think this has been a good budget for the ABC?
Well, it's an indicative that the government, I think, is a little more sensitive to the ABC as an issue. It's now the survival of the ABC is now a federal election issue. And when you look at the Mitch Fifield, the Communications Minister, appropriations in the budget papers, we saw that the government is going to extend what's called the enhanced news gathering program for another 3 years at a cost of $44 million. Had that not occurred, there would have been substantial staff reductions and program reductions, because that money, it's tired money, that would have gone to, that is going to regional and digital news gathering and investigative work right through the corporation in regional areas, particularly sensitive to the government, of course, with the National Party. So it was one indication that they're taking their boot off the throat of the ABC to some extent, but the totality of cuts since 2014 puts the ABC's survival into political play now, because everybody's concerned that it hasn't got any capacity for growth.
And, you know, speaking of the fact that, you know, there's been these cuts since 2014, it's been a pretty sustained attack. I mean, and it's led to as well, I know, some serious questions about the ABC board's independence. We saw it lose its managing director in a fairly spectacular fashion. And when you do add this constant financial squeeze, how's the morale at the moment inside the ABC?
Well, an old cynic like me would say, well, you never raise morale, because morale's always for you with disgruntled employees. But I know that it's been awful because you don't know staff trying to get out the material in a 24-hour news organisation and production organisation across radio and television and online. Staff are always waiting for what's called the long white envelope. There are a lot of young people now who are digitally savvy and trained up. And it's okay the difficulty is for morale, Tess, on this issue is that it'd be okay if we've got a vibrant media industry, but we haven't. The media industry in Australia, as you know, has been disrupted. We're still going through the digital revolution, and we don't know who's going to be left standing in commercial media and employers of journalists and production people. We don't know what's going to happen there. So morale is understandably rock bottom because there's no alternative. Holding on to your job at the ABC is very important for a lot of people, particularly a lot of young people trying to make creative careers in media.
And so we've seen, like you said, sort of a releasing the boot from the throat of the ABC, particularly with this budget. I'm imagining that the government is now hoping that they've taken it off the table from being a major election issue. Do you think that they've done enough to stop the ABC popping up during this election campaign?
No. ABC people, ABC supporters are very angry, but more particularly very distressed about what the Libs and the Nats have done to the ABC since Tony Abbott said there'd be no cuts to the ABC or SBS. They have not given the ABC any relief on what's called the indexation pause, a contrivance put in by Mitch Fifield to basically punitively cut the ABC for $83.7 million. That applies from July 1. I mean, they've appointed Ida Buttrose contentiously. And ITA and the board are now looking at the appointment of a new managing director and looking at, still they'll have to cut the ABC's output to accommodate the $83.7 million. That's cash. Now, the Murdoch press keeps going on about the ABC. It gets $1 billion a year. It does get $1 billion a year, but more than that. But that also encompasses $140 million of fixed transmission costs from the digital transmission on all those towers all around Australia for radio and television services. So the operational base funding with the board and the ABC, ABC board and management have to deal with cash in. They've got a substantial payroll. The ABC's got 4,000 staff. It's not a big organisation by comparison to other nationally based organisations. So they've got a problem, and I'm expecting before too long that the ABC will have to announce program cuts and retrenchment of staff to accommodate the budget cut, which applies from the July the 1st. As well, Tess, the cumulative impact of the operational base funding reduction, which is set out in this budget, will have to be accommodated. So there will be, the survival of the ABC is still an issue. When I say they've taken their foot off the throttle, they've just given one little piece of relief on that enhanced news gathering program, but nothing on the indexation pause.
And so on the flip side of politics as well, Bill Shorten has said that he will increase funding to the ABC, which, as you said, it certainly sounds like it whittles down a lot once you do the math. I'm sure this is welcome, but do you think that this is really just making the ABC another token, I guess, in the country's partisan wars?
Well, welcome to democracy, where the ABC supporters are unashamedly appealing to ScoMo, the Scott Morrison, and Mitch Fifield, the Liberals and the Nationals, particularly the Nationals, heaven forbid. The ABC provides absolutely crucial services for the constituents, their constituents, but all the regional residents of Australia. And in emergency services, the ABC provides, with extreme weather events now, you'd think the Nationals would get up and say to their coalition partners, the Libs, listen, you leave the ABC alone. But no, there's this view pushed by Murdoch Press more than anything else, Tess, because they're the ones who vilify the ABC because we're in the same marketplace, basically. You'd think that the Libs would think very seriously about what they're doing to the ABC. So we're going to fight like mad to raise this as an issue during this election campaign. And you're right, we do want Bill Shorten not just to jump on the bandwagon, but to show in real terms exactly what he will do on the restoration of ABC money and its capacity. $254 million loss in operational base funding since 2014, the Joe Hockey, the notorious Joe Hockey budget. And also Julie Bishop, the foreign minister, terminating the DFAT, what's called the DFAT contract. We had to sack, ABC had to sack Sean Dorney, one of the greatest foreign correspondents in Papua New Guinea, known by everybody in the region, and 80 wonderful broadcasters operating in the region and out of Melbourne for Pacific Services. The only other thing I want to send a cheerio to Xi Jinping, the president of China, for raising, because the Chinese are moving into the Pacific, because Australia has seemed to be saying by that action that it didn't care about our Pacific neighbours. Now, ScoMo's got himself revved up and been up to PNG and to the Pacific Islands to try to reassure them, but it's all too bloody late.
Well, just before I do let you go, Quentin, in a perfect world, if I gave you a magic wand to wave, what discussions would you like to see about the ABC going forward during this election?
Its future. Like all media, it has to work out its role as a digital content provider. Most young people are now accessing media through their smartphones. It's transformative, and their devices. The oldies, as we oldies drop off the twig, it'll be a digital future. So what does a taxpayer-funded organisation like the ABC and SBS as well do to stay as mainstream players for all the charter obligations they have to a cohesive community, to add to the creative benefit to Australia, not just in news and current affairs, which is important, in fairness and balance and accountability of government, but also in all content creation from drama and satire and comedy and documentary, and the arts and sport, the whole lot of genres. Very important that a charter obligation entity like the ABC survives and is able to get its content out against Netflix and Stan and the video streamers who are coming in internationally, and many of them don't pay any tax.
Quentin, we really appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much.
All the best, Tess.
That was former ABC journalist and Walkley Award winner Quentin Dempster speaking to us this morning about what the budget means for the future of the ABC.